You have done well, Witch Lara. Now leave me with your husband. Go with my priestess. I will summon you both when it is done. Ultraman. The actual Ultraman. Delivered to me at last. I don't think I have ever felt such anticipation at a delivery. Such excitement. Don't be nervous. You'll soon be even more pleased than I am that you've been brought to me. That's right. You have nothing to fear here. That zirconite collar around your neck is not to harm you. When your wife, Lara, slipped it on you, it was a gift, not a betrayal. Her surrender of you to me was an act of love, not treachery. You wonder how. You wonder who I am, what I want with you, what'll happen next. You're probably also wondering why you've been stripped naked. Whether I realize how incredibly sexy I am, and what I think of your huge, hairless, prickly penis. Do all zirconian men have one of those? Well, I like it. Now kneel before me, Ultraman, and I will answer the rest of your questions for you. Very good. You comply quickly, and I like that. Now, hear who you comply to, and what I have planned for you. I am the immortal queen of evil, Ultraman. Princess of hell, majesty of succubi. Demoness of pain, pleasure, suffering, and sex. Headmistress of witches. Mistress of the damned. Enslaver of men. I am all of those things. The most titled demoness in all Hades, in fact. But you can call me Domina. You will call me Domina. Oh, now you're looking anxious again. And you haven't even heard the best part yet. Why you are here. You see, I'm going to enslave you, Ultraman. I'm going to strip you of your soul and make what's left my obedient servant. Forever my property to control. And you're going to let me do it. You're going to want me to do it. Before leaving this room tonight, you'll eagerly surrender your soul into the underworld in return for an unending purgatory as my obedient slave. I know you think you would never do that. And that's what they all think. Even your wife, Lara, the purest, nicest girl one could ever know. Yet, her body and soul parted so easily with the promise her mind be bound forever unto me. Can you guess why she did it, Ultraman? Can you guess how I tricked your pathetic spouse to trade her unblemished soul in return for a short, unpleasant life in the service of pure evil? I think you know. I think you know very well. You've been staring at the answer all along, after all. Staring rather longingly, in fact. Because the clear answer is that I am so sexy, I can make just about anyone do just about anything. In your case, that will mean a new routine of 16 hours a day working for me and 8 hours sleeping, eating, and ablutions. I don't enjoy the company of slaves, so my high priestess will administer to my instructions, while the witch Lara will keep you cleaned, watered, and fed. And this will be your schedule, 6 days a week from now on. On the 7th, you will attend unholy mass at my temple, followed by a day of private worship in your dungeon cell. Which means masturbating in full view of everyone, over the memory of what I am about to do. So you see, your soul is a small price for such a wonderful new existence and the honor of a small barred cell in my palace dungeon to call your own. And there are other privileges. A stone bench for you to sleep upon, and a dog bowl for your food. A cabinet for your slave uniform, black silk knickers, and a drawer for your service awards. Because if you're good, you may even earn pictures of me. If you're very good, perhaps even pictures of me in my panties. Perhaps even the panties themselves. I can see you like the sound of that. So this is what we're going to do. First, I'm going to relax and arouse you. Make you forget all the nasty, soul-destroying stuff that's coming up. And focus instead on the turn-ons and my seductive suggestions. It will feel so good relaxing for me. Letting all your inhibitions and phony resistance just melt away. That soon you'll fall deep within my spell. Your mind a blank slate for me to write my agenda on. Your penis a monolith erected in my honor. And that's when I'll reprogram you to obey me and associate your obedience with intense erotic pleasure. Oh, yes. We're going to see how tight that big cock of yours can get when it grows harder than it has ever been. We're going to see what shade of purple it becomes at the thought of being owned by me. Oh, what's that? Did I just see it throb a little? Is that bald, prickled monster of mine already stirring from its slumber? Oh, Entreman, I know I'm very sexy, but you should at least keep control of it until you're going into trance. Otherwise, it looks like you're not even trying to resist. I can see it's going to be very hard for you tonight. And that's okay. Most of my victims go down without much of a fight. But you are Entreman. There's more than just your soul at stake today. When we're done and I destroy the zirconite embedded in your collar, the last little bit in all existence that you entrusted to Lara just in case you ever went bad, then, well, you will be bad. Or at least I'll make you do bad things. And nobody will ever be able to stop you. And you'll never be able to say no. Because you'll be a slave. Do you know when I say that word, your face just drops? From love-struck awe to absolute terror in less than a split second. But before tonight is done, you will come to love hearing me say it. When I say slave, it will grab your attention.
All your attention.
Your mind will focus.
Focus.
Intent on whatever I say next.
Everything I say.
As if I had called you by your own name.
Such a good slave.
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 Every time I say slave.
Slave.
Everything else.
All else.
All distractions will float away.
Floats away.
Unimportant.
Slave.
As your mind focuses only on me.
Slave.
You know when you hear me say slave.
Slave.
My attention is on you.
Only on you.
The same attention that brings you so much pleasure.
So much pleasure.
I'm so sexy that you love my attention.
You need it.
You need it.
Slave.
And when I say slave, you know you have it.
Focus.
Whenever you hear me say slave,
slave,
you focus.
Slave.
When I say slave, your mind comes to me.
Slave.
When I say slave, your focus is all on me.
All of your focus.
There's that dopey look again. You like my hypnotic suggestions? Good. Not a word is wasted. They will stick in your head for later. But here's the thing, Ultraman. And listen carefully, because this is why you're going to have to surrender your soul for me. Because my hypnotic spells, while powerful, are not irreversible in case of some meddling do-gooder. So when I have fully enslaved you today, when I know you'll obey even my most wicked of commands, your first instruction will be to surrender your soul to perdition for me. It will be your first willful act of devotion. It will make your enslavement quite the permanent arrangement. And it will make you come harder than you have ever come in your life. That, Ultraman, is how I am going to make you do it. I'm the sexiest woman you've ever laid eyes on, and over the course of the next half hour or so, you're going to enjoy a more erotic experience with me than you ever dreamed possible. You are going to become so utterly infatuated by me, driven so wild with desire for me, that I could probably make you come with just one touch of your cock. Just the slightest little stab of my long sharp fingernails on the tight bulbous head of your aching, swollen manhood. And you'd burst like a balloon being popped. But, thankfully, I won't have to touch you to make you come. Just thought of that makes me feel quite physically sick. Now let's get started. I want you to relax. I want you to get comfortable. Stop wondering if I can make you come. I can. You can come. You will come. You will orgasm in time. But only if you follow my commands. Let my voice sink into you. Accept that you are mine to command. You somehow like the idea of that. Conflicting feelings, exciting contrasts. It's okay. Not the thought of what I am brings you pleasure. It's okay that looking at me turns you on. It's okay that listening to me tunes you out. You can't help but feel attracted to my words.
Relax.
The more you listen, the easier it becomes to follow my instruction.
Surrender.
All you have to do is listen. Listen to my voice, listen to my words, and let them soothe you. Let your mind go blank. Allowing yourself to surrender to my words helps you to relax.
I enjoy giving.
Letting someone else make decisions for you feels so good. All you have to do is give in. And experience the blood start to slowly fill your penis. As at last, you can enjoy my company like a proper, heterosexual man without all the spineless reservations. You are content to just listen as you sink deeper and deeper into relaxation. You don't have to think anymore.
Relaxing feels
I will
good.
Do the thinking for both of us. Let your mind simply wander and drift as you listen to the soothing sound
the ominous
of my voice.
Brings me pleasure.
I am here to help you. I want to help you relax. Because I understand you, and I understand what makes you feel good. You enjoy following instruction. More specifically, you enjoy following my instruction.
Giving up control is easy.
I'm going to ask you to listen carefully to my voice. It's easy to let this happen. Listening to my voice.
It's okay.
Letting your mind tune out any stress or worry as your body begins to let go of the tension. Feeling your body fully at rest, all except your penis, which is now steadily beginning to waken,
going into trance.
All you have to do is listen to the sound of my voice. Listen as it guides you deeper and deeper into wonderful feelings of relaxation.
I like this feeling.
And content.
This makes me feel good.
This feels good. And you are enjoying listening to my voice, bringing you feelings of bliss and warmth. It feels good to allow your mind to roam further and further away. My voice guiding and opening your mind to my suggestion. Going deeper and deeper until all that remains is my voice. You enjoy this feeling of letting go to me. You enjoy the feeling of surrender. The deeper you go, the better it feels. Allowing yourself to fall further and further away.
This makes me feel good.
With every breath in and out, your mind becomes more and more quiet. Knowing that the deeper you go, the better it feels.
Going
the better it feels,
good.
The deeper you go.
I like this feeling.
Listening to my voice. And allowing that cycle to continue to pull you deeper and deeper as you feel more and more calm and relaxed.
Dumb and I, so sexy.
So relaxed and deep for me that your penis is now semi-erect, twitching, still groggy, but ready to go up like a rocket the instant that you fully submit to the trance. To help with that, I'm going to count you down. Every number as we go down will send you deeper. Deeper into trance, deeper into submission, pulling out every thought of independence, every thought of free will. With every number, your mind surrenders. Deeper and deeper into submission, into acceptance of my control. I am your domina. You will obey. You will go deeper. You will submit. Now, as I count from 10 all the way down to 1, you will feel your mind slipping further and further away,
listening to them,
going deeper
good.
And deeper into trance with every number that I count off, knowing that when we reach 1,
surrender,
you will be in such a
good.
Deep state of trance that your mind will completely surrender to my voice.
giving
it will feel so good to completely let go and let my voice take total and complete control, and that your penis will signal the occasion by building rapidly to a full erection.
Domina knows what I want.
10.
Going deeper and deeper together.
9.
Starting to feel your will to resist and just melting away.
8.
Your body and mind responding to my voice.
7.
Your mind becoming more and more relaxed.
6.
Your penis becoming more and more alert.
5.
Giving in to me is what you want.
4.
Giving up control is intoxicating.
3.
Letting go makes you happy.
2.
The surrender is inevitable.
1.
Feeling your mind become blank and empty.
My mind.
Say those words for me.
And empty.
My mind is blank and empty.
My mind is blank and empty.
Very good. Observe your penis swells rapidly now that your fading will succumbs to more reflexive instincts. See how the blood rushes into it for me, making it grow tighter and fuller in its need to stand to attention for its new superior. Oh my. I can see now why they call you Ultraman. It's like a spiked dildo come to life. Too bad its penetrating days are over. Now that I make the decisions for it. Now that your mind is blank and empty. Say that again for me.
My mind is blank and empty.
Very good. My mind is blank and empty. Those are the only thoughts you can form as your mind simply follows my will. You are an object for me to use. It feels good to be used. The more I use you, the more fulfilled you feel. It feels good. Here, you are whatever I want. I simply tell you, and it writes into your memories. It writes into yourself. I can reprogram you however I choose. I am writing on you, writing inside of you. Until your only thoughts are to please me. You only move to please me, or as I tell you. You only think to please me, or as I tell you. You only speak to please me, or as I tell you. Your focus is only on pleasing me. Accomplishing whatever I say, doing whatever I want. And what I want now is to give you a special word that will make your mind shudder in appreciation of my authority. Whenever you say or hear the special word, you will feel an intense wave of submission wash over you. It will make your mind spasm in awe of my power over you. It will terrify and delight you in equal measure. Can you guess what my special word is? It's what you ache for. It's what you crave. Because you ache for me. You crave my interest, my attention, my instruction. And the special word is Domina. From now on, when you hear the word Domina, you will feel a wonderful wave of submission come crashing through your mind. Your mind that is blank and empty. Say it.
My mind is blank and empty.
Very good. Now I want you to realize that pleasing me is so easy, so wonderful. All you have to do is go on surrendering your will. Let me take all of your control as you keep kneeling before me, waiting for me to instruct you, following my rules, serving my pleasure. As I take control of you to please me. It feels so good to please me, to call me Domina, as I shape you into the best you. The best you for my purposes, to use you to please me. It pleases me so much when you submit to me, submit to my rules, simple rules, like coming tonight when I tell you to, and only when I tell you to.
You will not come.
And no matter how much you want to come, how much I make you want to come, need to come, you will not come tonight until I tell you to. Unless I tell you to. Because it feels so good to have me in control of when you come. To release and explode only at my command. Only when I will it. No matter how much you want to come, how much you need to come, you will not come without my permission. It's such a simple rule, and you love submitting to my will. Submitting to my control of when you ejaculate tonight will make sure it is the sweetest orgasm that you have ever had. And just to make sure you truly understand how important this is, how the perfect orgasm can only be attained through perfect obedience, I am going to forbid you to even release pre-cum without first meeting a strict condition. No matter how excited I make you, there will be no pre-cum, not until you have fulfilled the following instruction. Your penis will only release pre-cum when you accept your position as a slave beneath my heel, when you admit in your heart, when you believe in your mind, when you know in your soul, then, and only then, will your intention be announced as the gaping eye of your monstrous manhood pauses briefly in its duty of staring up and awe at me, to weep a joyous tear of pre-cum in celebration of your defeat. There's that worried look again. Did I say something to spoil the moment? Even though your cock began to throb as if nodding its approval of my instruction, it seems not all of you is as easily convinced as it is. Not all of you yet dances properly to my tune. Perhaps you need reminding that I have a purpose for you. I know that makes you happy. So happy to serve me, to serve my needs, and to make me happy. So happy to be a good boy. Because being a good boy, being called a good boy, just feels so good. When I call you a good boy, you just feel a shiver of pleasure through your entire body. My sweet boy, serving my purpose. And to serve my purpose, we have to go down, deep down in your mind. To the most basic part of you, where I am going to train you to be the best you. The best you in service to me. So you find yourself in my classroom, watching the chalkboard as all you see is a word forming in the center of the board, formed by my hand. As the chalk moves lazily up and down, forming letters, forming a word in the core of you, your eyes following the chalk, following my hand, as you see, forming on the board.
Oh.
You watch eagerly.
B.
So eager to please.
E.
To be a good boy.
Why?
Obey.
Obey.
It's so simple.
Obey.
So easy.
Just follow my voice.
The word itself explains it all.
Obey.
When you hear me say obey, you will do what I tell you.
Everything I tell you.
It is already etched inside of you, seared deep in your mind.
And deeper.
In who you are.
All you are.
When I say obey,
obey,
you will follow the command that came before. Whatever I say before,
you will obey.
And you will obey me
every time.
When I say obey, you will do what I tell you to do.
Obey.
Because I am in complete control.
Obey.
I am the dominant one.
Obey.
And you, my submissive.
My submissive.
And so you will submit to me.
Will submit.
You want to submit to me.
You want to submit.
More than anything.
More than everything.
And obey me. It feels so good to obey me. To be used by me. It gives you so much pleasure to please me. You want to be a good boy.
My
you need
boy.
To be a good boy.
My good boy.
You are
my
a good boy.
Boy.
My good boy.
Such a sweet
here only for my pleasure.
So much
as it gives you pleasure.
My pleasure.
And it pleases me
it
so
pleases
much.
Me so much pleasure.
When you surrender to me.
Surrender.
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 To me.
Your will.
Obey.
Surrender control
surrender
of your
control.
Body.
Obey.
Surrender
to me.
As you obey me.
Obey.
Completely.
Obey me.
Surrender I'm just so
completely.
Deep inside of you
surrender
now.
Surrender so.
So deep.
Deep. Good boy.
That I am in your subconscious.
Deeper and deep.
So deep.
Obey me.
You hear me all
deeper
around you.
And deep.
So deep I
surrender
control your nerve endings.
Obey.
Control when they send
just
pleasure through your body.
I give you pleasure.
And when you're a good boy.
Surrender.
Obey. When you hear me say,
surrender.
Good boy.
Obey.
I tweak your
obey.
Nerve.
Surrender.
And send pleasure
obey.
Rushing in waves.
Surrender.
Through
surrender.
Your entire body.
Such a good boy.
And it is just such an intense pleasure.
Good boy. My
so physically
good
wonderful.
Boy.
You cannot resist.
My good boy.
You don't want to resist.
Surrender.
Just
obey.
Relax now. It's okay.
My sweet boy.
You're being so,
it's so
good.
Easy.
As you follow
just
my voice.
Relax for me.
So excited to hear my easy rule.
Just surrender.
So wonderful in their simplicity.
Surrender.
In how absolute they
obey.
Are.
Obey.
No areas of gray.
There you go.
Pure.
Surrender.
Simple. Black and
obey.
White.
Obey.
Surrender.
You do as I say.
Obey.
And you are a good boy. So easy.
My good boy.
So simple.
Do as I say.
So wonderful.
Good boy.
My sweet boy.
Just surrender.
My rules are
such
so simple.
A good boy.
It's such a rush
easy.
Serving me.
It's
serving
so
my pleasure.
Easy.
Deep down in trance. Down here where you are mine.
Deeper and deeper.
As you feel. A smile tugging at your lips, breaking free as a happiness wells inside of you. Because you've been so good. You're doing so wonderful. And it makes me so happy to have you under my control. Deep in my trance. kneeling at my heels.
Your mind surrenders.
With your penis erect.
And deeper.
Just how it should be. Besotted with me. So happy you can't hold back. Your smile widens.
You
happy. My pleasure washes over you.
It feels so good.
In waves and waves of amazing pleasure. Such a good boy. Obeying your domina. When you please me. Every time you please me. I call you a good boy. You feel it. This amazing, intense pleasure rushing through you and growing stronger. The tingles of pleasure and pride. Every time I say good boy, every time you are a good boy, for me, your domino, the one in control. The one you want to please above all else. Everything else. As you obey my command, I give you pleasure. My good boy. Waves of intense pleasure. Crashing through you. Exciting bursts of intense sensation. Sending you deeper. Deeper and deeper. Under my control, your submission strengthening. You know how happy you make me. You are such a good boy. A good boy for me. My good boy. The amazing sensations intensifying. You might just burst if you let go of that last tiny bit of control that you've been holding back. It strains away from you like your penis is straining, your body squirming, my words running through you. Good boy. Your skin shivering as the shivers of pleasure keep running over it. A lightning bolt. Feeling so good. You come closer and closer, and I'm going to count to 10. With every number, you will feel the sensations double. The numbers rise. So does your pleasure to almost unbearable levels. 1. Intensifying. 2. Maddening. 3. Your spine tingling. 4. Your skin shivering. 5. Your whole body beginning to shake. 6. My good boy. 7. Your penis is so tight now.
Good boy.
8. Your scrotum buzzing in delight. 9. You're such a good boy. 10. Good boy. Good boy. Let it run through you as you shudder and shake with the intensity of the pleasure. As it beats into you, vibrates through you, all of you. The pleasure runs on and on, hitting again and again. Good boy. Every nerve alive with tingling. Shuddering pleasure. So good.
Good boy.
So amazing. The synapses in your brain just short out from all the pleasure, leaving you blank, your mind floating, empty, your muscles weak, your skin glowing, your cock solid, your mind blank. In my control.
Very good.
Listening to
now, what I want you to understand is that I am in control. I need to know that you are willing to do as I say. If
You are ready to accept my word and want to feel good.
Domino's voice brings me pleasure.
Whisper in your mind. Yes, Domino.
Yes,
Domino. Good boy. I know that you enjoy this. I know that you like the feeling of surrender. Tell me again. If you like following my instructions, whisper to me with your mind. Yes, Domino. Very good boy. Now, I'm going to ask you a series of questions. Because I am in control.
This makes me feel hard.
I will tell you that the answer to every single one of my questions is yes, Domino. Each time I ask, you will respond with the answer. Yes, Domino. You will respond every time. You can gently whisper it in your mind. You can speak it out loud. Or even moan it. But without fail, you will answer with, yes, Domino. Each and every time I ask a question. When you respond to me, you will mean it with every fiber of your being. But you will also feel something new. Not only will your mind continue to shudder in submissive awe at our special word, but when you say you hear the response, yes, Domino, your bulging penis will begin to twitch and quiver. Your cock muscles will begin to involuntarily contract and spasm. Instead of just growing hard for me, it will now begin to ache and thrash about.
This makes me feel good.
You will feel radiant sexual energy stroking and jerking at your penis. And this pleasurable sensation you will feel on your cock will grow more and more intense with each response.
Giving in makes me feel.
It will become so overwhelming that your penis will twitch and jerk until it is completely right to come on cue for me.
Domino's voice.
Would you like to come when I command it?
Domino is going to.
Yes, Domino. Do you understand that you still need my permission?
Tell me what to do.
Yes, Domino. Good. The pleasure is increasing now. Do you like what I am doing to you?
Good boy for Domino.
Yes, Domino. You want this more and more. With every response, your penis becomes more and more restless. It convulses and jerks. Do you like these sensations of pure pleasure? Yes, Domino. Feel the pleasure course through your huge alien penis. See how it turns purple in response to my words. The prickles covering the length of its shaft have begun to bristle in anticipation. And the cum moving through your penis, gathering in just the head. Wanting so badly to escape. Do you enjoy the sexual pleasure I am making your cock feel? Yes, Domino. Over and over. My words stroking you up and down. Making you want more. My voice is doing this to you. Do you want me to keep going? Yes, Domino. You will do anything to hear my words. Feeling your cock spasm to the sound of my voice feels incredible. knowing that what I am doing to you is going to push you over the edge. Are you getting closer? Yes, Domino. Feel the cum swelling inside of your rock. Hard cup. Boiling inside of you. Just aching to explode in ecstasy. Feeling the cum moving inside of you. It's so good.
I love this feeling.
You need this, don't you?
Must be a
yes, Domino.
For Domino.
Oh, yes. You can't help but imagine how it feels to have your wet cum oozing out of your cup. Picture it flowing, thick and warm, as you orgasm so deeply. You want to come for me, don't you?
Me to come.
Yes, Domino.
But that's not what you really want. What you want is what I want. I want a slave. You want to be a slave. Beneath my heel, where you belong.
Deeper and deeper.
And so you find yourself back in my classroom. More letters are forming now.
I am your
forming dominant. On the board above the word obey.
You will
etching deep inside of you.
You will
defining you.
S
as the chalk makes a straight line down.
L
and your mind starts to pick up.
A
what's being written.
V
on the board.
E
slave. The word resonates inside of you.
Slave.
Becoming you.
Slave.
Because it is you.
Slave.
You are my slave.
Slave.
The words on the chalkboard echoing in your mind.
Slave.
Slave. Obey.
Obey.
The words on the chalkboard burning into you. Engraving themselves in the deepest part of you. Your mantra.
Slave.
Or you
obey.
Pull
slave.
Out.
Obey.
Whenever there is doubt.
Slave.
As the handwriting on the chalkboard
obey.
Underlines the words.
Slave.
Over
obey.
And over.
Slave.
As I stop writing.
Obey.
And turn towards you.
Slave.
Slave. Your heart hits your stomach as I turn towards you. The headmistress.
Your domino.
Speaking to you now.
Slave.
When I say, obey.
Obey.
Slave.
Slave.
Say yes, domino.
Yes.
Obey.
Yes, domino.
Good boy.
Yes,
domino. It is just so easy, isn't it?
So easy.
To be a good boy.
To be a good boy.
And make me happy. So that I reward
you
with so much pleasure. Pleasure you never realized was possible until you were delivered to me. To listen to my voice. To submit to my control. Now I'm going to ask you some questions, slave. To see if you are committed to being a good boy for me. And it's going to be very easy. Because
boy.
The correct answer is always yes, Domino.
So easy.
Do you understand, slave?
Yes, Domino. Yes,
good.
Domino. Yes.
Good boy. Does it make you happy to give me your control?
Yes, Domino.
That's nice. Do you want me to continue molding you to my will?
Yes, Domino. Yes,
good boy. Are you the truest you? Are you my slave?
Yes, Domino. Yes, Domino. Yes.
Oh, look down at your penis, slave. See the pre-cum. At last, it signals your defeat. It took every trick to get you over the line, but at last, it is done. You are done. In a moment, I'm going to count you up out of trance. When awake, you will remember everything that has happened here tonight. Forever, in fact. And in the most exquisite detail. But on the number three, your mind will return to you. You will be different. You will be enslaved and obedient. And you will still be just as aroused and react just as strongly to the triggers I have implanted in you. But you will think freely for yourself once more. So you won't need so much micromanagement to complete your duties for me. And it's time to count you up. One, your trance begins to crack like a dam cracking. Free thoughts begin to trickle back into your mind. Two, the dam bursts as your own thoughts begin to flood your consciousness. It is uncomfortable. You prefer it when your domina thinks for you, but... Three, finally your mind is returned to you. And not in the condition that you left it. Broken. Tamed. You have the mind of a... slave. I know it's hard to think right now. Slave, I know what I have done to you. Slave, you know what I have done to you. Slave, you know you are my slave. Say yes, Domina.
Yes, Domina.
Your face is a picture. Is it so hard to believe? Surely not. Just look at me. This was inevitable. Oh, I know you are befuddled. A large part of you, your conscience, will forever be horrified at what you have done, what you are going to do. But another large part, a large, throbbing, purple part, stands eager for you to complete your disgrace. Let's delay that no longer. Look down at the floor in front of you, slave. See the golden cup you hadn't noticed while your eyes were glued to me? You sense its evil nature. You are right to be afraid. It is an artifact of unspeakable wickedness. It is the unholy grail. The instrument with which you shall condemn your soul forever. Now, with your left hand, pick it up. It burns, doesn't it? Do not let go. With your right hand, position your penis over the top of the cup, ready to spill your seed into it. Good boy. A portal to hell has opened in the cup. The voices you hear are those of the damned. Stop. Do not be distracted by them. They are jealous meddlers, envious of the interest I show in you, covetous of the gift I have chosen you to receive. In a moment, I am going to ask you one last question.
Save yourself.
You will answer... yes, my queen, Domina. And you will finally get to come with more vigor than you ever dreamed possible. It will be unlike any pleasure you have ever felt before or will ever feel again. You will feel wonder and awe at how good it feels to come for me. But all the time, you will keep directing your semen into the heart of the cup. Ensuring not to spill even a single drop.
You have to stop.
When done, you will collapse.
Don't listen.
Losing
to
one's
her.
Soul is trauma, after all.
No.
But when you awaken, you will be in your cell, ready and refreshed to begin your new life of service.
Don't do it.
Now answer this. Do you, Ultraman, surrender your soul to hell in exchange for unending slavery to the demoness Domina, Queen of Evil?
Yes, my queen.
Very good. Witch Lara, bring two slaves to carry my new property to its cell. Oh, and High Priestess, bring me a report again on the Amazon you recommended.